Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to join us over in the Discord room. Hit me up by email if you have to. Like I said, the responses are a bit delayed on that, but if you feel like you need to reach out, by all means, do so. Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. It's N-E-W-B-E-E-S.com. And a huge special thanks to our Buy Me a Coffee supporters. Whatever tier you are, I appreciate all of you. Without you, I could not keep the lights on and keep the show running. So Aaron, Mike, Jay, Michelle, Joe, Sherry, Scott, Andrew, DJ, Melissa, and Amy. And of course, my two Discord moderators, JT and Ryan. Thank you to all of you for making everything happen. Quick reminder here, if you want to check out any info we have on the nuke plans, swarm trap plans, I posted a couple new articles. I think one new item last week in the download section. So that's all just beekeepingfornewbies.com. Just remember it's B-E-E-S.com. And the link to the Discord room is also on there as well. And under bestbeekeepinggear.com, we got some reviews, write-ups, and a couple of different things to help get you started and get you a Varroa plan if you don't have one, a little bit of educational things. If you have a topic that you need me to do a write-up on and get some more details and get that posted, let me know. I'm trying to do them whenever I have time, but there's obviously a lot going on all the time, so it's kind of taking a bit of a back burner, but we're trying to keep that fairly updated. In fact, like this episode, I'm probably going to go ahead and convert it over and just write it up as a bit of a kind of a written supplement to what we do today. But let me know if you need something over there. We'll make that happen. As always, on YouTube, it's just youtube.com/@beekeepingfornewbies. Today's warm-up song is going to be Fall Away, brought to you by The Fray. You fall away from your past, but it's following you. And happy anniversary today, July 14th. This is the day that I went on active duty way too many years ago for me to comfortably say. But today is the day, and I can't believe how incredibly fast that it all goes. So try to take advantage of every opportunity to carpe diem, seize the day. All right, everyone, it's time to get to work. So it is Monday, July 14th, and today we're gonna talk about what you should expect from the conception or the idea that you're going to start beekeeping all the way up to the delivery of your new bundle of joy. Now, this actual episode is in honor of a Discord member who's most likely going to give birth this week. And I'm so gracious and humbled that if it's a boy, she has chosen to name it after me. So that's so awesome. Thank you guys for that. That's really cool. But the reason I wanted to do this in all seriousness is in most places in North America and the Northern Hemisphere, late April, early May, it's usually a pretty good time to start a new hive. So for those of you at home who want a little bit of help with the planning, your pal Jeff is here for you. If you do it tonight, if you know what I mean. If you start thinking about having bees next spring, it'll take about a week for full conception of this idea to occur and to complete. So when your idea has been fully fertilized in your mind, okay, maybe I'm going a little too far here, but with the seed planted in your mind and the idea that this is something you're going to go forward with, based on the math, you should see that newborn baby beehive be at full term around April 27th or so of 2026. Now, if you're getting package bees, or as I like to call them, preemies, you may get them a week or two earlier. That's okay. So let's run through it. So the idea is conceived. Hey, you know, it sure would be nice to have a little baby beehive next spring. So you and your significant other or your dog or your cat, or if you're just talking to yourself, there's no judgment here. I do it all the time, so I get it. But you make that decision. You're like, all right, we're going to go forward. This is going to happen. So this is when you start kind of fantasizing about how cool it's going to be and all the honey you're going to get. You know, you're watching videos. Maybe you're subscribing to a few YouTube channels like youtube.com/@beekeepingfornewbies, shameless plug. But, you know, at this point, everything is beautiful, right? You're completely oblivious to Varroa. You have no idea what hive beetles and wax moths are. Pesticides aren't a big deal. You use them every now and then to kill the grass that shows up in the cracks of the concrete. No problem. Bears are just the cute little fuzzy things that you see on nature shows or whatever. Everything is beautiful. Ah, the good old days. Now remember, and this is really important, even though you're officially expecting bees in the spring, don't tell anyone yet, because you know you don't want to jinx it in the first trimester or at least the first 8 weeks. So watch the videos, do the research, get ready for the journey. So let's talk about how that first trimester is going to look. This is going to be like your, you know, like mid to late July all the way through the end of October. You're overwhelmed with a lot of decisions, right? You got to figure out hive types, locations, the different gear that you're going to need. You're going to start getting inundated with information and, quite frankly, a lot of contradiction. I mean, as you've seen, you know, I've pointed things out. I know that you all have found things and brought them to my attention. And like I've said many times, it's not usually people deliberately going out and giving bad information. It's just something is unique about their environment that they have found worked for them, that it maybe really actually did work for them, but doesn't work in a lot of places. So being cognizant and aware of all of this information, taking it with a grain of salt, using multiple sources to validate things, this is going to become really important. Now, you may actually even be experiencing some symptoms of morning sickness because, you know, you've been staying up so late watching YouTube videos, you're chatting in the Discord room, you aren't drinking enough water, you're not staying hydrated. Remember, this new hobby, it's going to drain a lot of resources out of you. So for you to stay healthy, you know, I need you to be drinking a lot of water. Make sure you're taking your multivitamins, your supplements. You might need a little extra iron boost. But this is the sacrifice you're going to have to make to get this new baby hive up and running. So this would also be a great time to start a beekeeping journal to document, you know, where you're finding good information. Maybe sign up for a newsletter or think about signing up for the apprentice class that we're going to be releasing up here in November. But doing your due diligence to make sure that you're going to be fully ready to take this responsibility on, because, you know, new beehives, they don't come with an instruction manual. Like, you got to figure it out. Okay, they kind of do, but I'm trying to make the parallel here. Okay, and remember, there's no judgment here, right? If you decide to back out in the first trimester, we still love you, but, you know, you made the commitment. You've already got the bees on order, and I'm sure someone near you would love to adopt that hive and take it off your hands. Just hit them up on Facebook Marketplace or somewhere in the neighborhood. There's always somebody. Now, I'm not trying to, like, make an underlying message here. Like, I'm being serious about this. Like, if you actually buy the bees and for whatever reason you're like, you know what, I don't think it's going to be a good fit, don't worry about trying to cancel, or don't get too bent out of shape about, oh my God, I'm going to lose my money. There seriously is always somebody looking for a nuke or a package of bees. So just, you know, try to get it sold as early as possible if you have to flip that to somebody else. Okay, now rolling into the second trimester. Now you're at the end of October. This is going to take you end of October to, you know, into January of 26. Now it's almost November. You got Thanksgiving right around the corner. And, you know, you're starting to show a little bit, you know, like you're starting to, you know, get into like the bee decorating. You got bee hand towels and decorations around the house. You're talking about putting in a little pollinator garden. You've got, you know, like boxes with woodware and other things are starting to show up at the house. Like, people know something is up, right? Then your close friends start asking you, because they got to know, right? They're like, package or nuke? And you're like, no, we're not going to tell you. And you're like, come on, I promise I won't say anything. Is it going to be a package or a nuke? But remember, you don't have to tell them. This is your experience. And a lot of times, they don't care. They just want your honey. So don't tell them, right? That's between you and whoever else is with you and you. Now, during this time, it's a great opportunity to get a few things checked off the list here, the big list. One of them is hive assembly and painting. So getting all these things put together. And as part of some things I've got teed up here shortly, we're going to be doing some of these build videos. They'll probably be done like in the October timeframe. But we're going to go through some of this. So hopefully, if you are starting out at this time of year, or at least you're getting ramped up to do so next spring, there should be some kind of pertinent things coming out here in the coming months. But this is a good time to get that done. You know, start thinking about where you want to put the bees. You don't have to necessarily lock anything in just yet, but just be thinking about it. But you do want to go ahead and get the bee order in as soon as possible. That's something that you could do first or second trimester, but don't wait too late. Sometimes they sell out really, really fast. Sometimes they're in a situation where even though you've made the purchase, you were a purchaser, let's say 400, and they were planning on having 500 nukes, and something happened over winter and they're only going to have 200, so they have to cancel everybody from 201 on, just making up an example. So get the order in, you know, sooner than later. Think about it like putting that deposit down on that comfy birthing suite at the hospital. You know, the good spots are going to fill up fast. Now, I'm not going to get into this today, but remind me sometime. I'm going to tell you about the vastly different birthing experience between our first daughter at a military hospital and then number two and three at a real hospital, like a civilian commercial hospital with a birthing suite, and everything was really nice. It was like, literally, I'm not making this up, it was like having a baby in a World War II, I don't know, barracks or something like that, and then going to like the Ritz-Carlton. It was literally that different. Anyway, whole separate story. But of course, you do want to keep studying, keep learning throughout the entire trimester. And if you're interested in some books, if you're not in the Discord room, you want to shoot me an email. I've got a list of about 15 or 20 books that I've come across through either my own education, books that I'm using, or books that I've integrated in as part of the Master Beekeeper course that we're developing. And these are pretty well-respected books within, you know, the beekeeping field. And a lot of professionals and educators are using these books for reference materials. So I have that list, and it's in the shopping list inside the Discord room. So you can check those books out there. Drop me an email. I'll send you the list or whatever. But continue to educate yourself and try to learn as much as you can. There is nothing in the world that's going to replace you opening the hive and doing an inspection. One example of that is propolis. So for those of you who are not familiar yet, propolis is the really super sticky substance that the bees coat everything in, and it helps to provide a nice hygienic environment. It helps to, they use it to keep things, like for example, when hive beetles come in, they will make a little hive beetle jail, and they will propolis them into little corners, and it becomes their tomb that they die in. But it's this super sticky substance that you can't understand until you start messing with hives and doing inspections. Then you know, it's almost like Clark Griswold after he was dealing with the tree. And then like he puts his hand like near Beverly D'Angelo's hair and he like rips, it's like her hair is stuck to his hand. He's tearing the pages off the magazine. Like that's what propolis is like. So nothing is going to be able to replace that. But the more that you read and the more information that you're gathering early on, the better off you're going to be down the road. All right, so we're getting into late January. We're into the last trimester here. We're talking, like I said, January through the April time frame. It's getting real. I mean, you're checking weather forecast. You're looking at the smoker like it's your baby monitor. You know. And as a heads up, you might start nesting, which in beekeeper terms, this means you're going out into the shed. You're organizing everything. You're getting all your gear checked out. You're making sure you have spare hive tools. You've got your veil, your full bee suit, smoker fuel. Maybe you even have some extracting equipment if you're fancy. You know, if you got one of those registrations where you registered at one of the bee places so that you can get all your things and you have that rich uncle or something that buys you all your extracting equipment as part of your registry, great idea. But the nesting process is normal. That's how you know you're getting close. That's how you know you're doing the right thing. Now, by now, your actual apiary space should be pretty close to either fully developed, or at least you're getting, you know, you're finalizing things with that. So whether you're using hive stands, bottom boards on center blocks, hives placed, you know, directly onto 4x4 posts, pallets, like whatever you want to use, get all those things in place and ready to roll during this time. Like this is the time to get all of that set up. And what you can do too is put it out where you think you want it, and then go out and keep an eye on, obviously, you know, that the amount of sun that you're going to experience in, you know, March and April in those areas is going to be a little different than it would be, let's say, July and August. But getting an idea for if you like it in that area, or maybe when you decide to go out and cut the grass and you think, oh, geez, you know, this is a little bit too close to, you know, where I have to move through. I don't have enough room for myself, and maybe it'll interfere with the flight path. This gives you a little bit of time to kind of figure that out.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Now, one thing that you do want to pay attention to, and just, you know, whatever email address that you've used to register with your supplier, whether they're if they're local to you, that's even better. That's great. Drop by, introduce yourself, right? So if you place an order in October, November, January, whatever it is, if they have regular hours, you know, drop in and just say, hey, how you doing? I placed an order with you guys through the website. Just wanted to drop by, introduce myself. You know, let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm taking all the required vitamins. Or in bee talk, you know, like you've got pollen substitute and sugar ready to go for supplemental feeding if need be. But in all seriousness, it's great to get to know them if you can. The, you know, the better that your rapport is with them, the more apt they're going to be to help you out if you have a problem. And, you know, you could just get lucky and make a new friend. And, well, make a new friend is the luck, not getting lucky with the new friend. That's what got you into this whole mess in the first place. But pay attention to the communication that you get from them, because they may need to update some instructions. So obviously, if you're picking it up from them, you need to know, am I leaving anything behind? I think a lot of places have gotten out of this, hey, I'm going to send 5 frames with you. You need to give me 5 frames thing. You just don't want to be taking frames from other people, even if they say that they're new. That's a whole separate discussion around the transmission of disease and managing that. But I think a lot of places have gotten away from that. But you just say, hey, what do I need to bring with me? Am I bringing my own box? And are you sending me home with a cardboard box, which means I'm also going to need to have one, you know, ahead of time? Or can I just use yours and go straight to a, you know, 10 frame or 8 frame setup at my house? Trying to figure out as much of that up front for picking up a nuke, as an example, figuring that out early is definitely going to help you out. Now, if you're getting packages, I've only seen packages shipped by U.S. Postal Service here in the U.S. The carrier is not going to want to deliver them unless you've either got a special carrier or maybe you're in a rural area where people already, you know, understand that it's just not that big of a deal, or your carrier has already delivered to you before. I had a really cool guy who didn't mind it. He would just pull up to the house and be like, hey, man, I got your bees. I was like, oh, okay, cool. He was a real laid back guy. He was probably in his like late 50s, early 60s. But then he retired. So ever since he retired, I get this call from the post office now. And what it is you hear them say the words, hey, your bees are here. But what I actually hear is, oh my God, please, for the love of yellow Labrador retrievers, come and get these things out of here now, because nobody's willing to go into the stock room until they're gone. Like I've had some people that have this very panicked, like, we're not even going to go to work until you get your bees out of here kind of thing. Now, at first I got a little upset. I was like, well, look, you guys paid or charged me this premium on shipping. Like, I don't understand why you're not going to deliver them. And they're like, well, but they're bees. Like, and I'm like, okay, but you guys are the ones who said you would deliver them. So you're the one who charged this premium shipping price to deliver them. And now I got to go pick them up. But after doing that for like 2 years, I was like, all right, maybe I'm being mean. Maybe I should just go pick them up. And I don't know. But anyway, figuring all of that out ahead of time is really important. Let's say that, you know, you're thinking, oh, okay, my bees are going to be here on March 28th. And you messed something up, and maybe it was actually like, no, we're starting to package them on the 28th, and we're going to ship them on the 29th, the 30th, whatever it might be, and you're not going to see them till the 1st or 2nd. Understanding the dates, making sure you have the right ones. If they have to adjust the schedule, like that's why I kind of didn't have the bees here at the house this year, because I was locked in to go with my daughter out to Wyoming on the exciting trip where the transmission got destroyed and I got violated by a Ford dealer in Kentucky, but I could not accommodate the change in the schedule. They had something that went down over the winter, interfered with queen rearing in the spring, and they had to push things out about 3 weeks. So they emailed and they called. They actually did a really good job. They called, they emailed, and I think they had like maybe 2 or 3 emails within a couple of days. They posted something on their YouTube channel explaining what was going on. But keeping that information readily available, staying in contact with them, making sure you know that, you know, if there are issues, you know, you're dialed into that, because you just don't want to have any surprises. It's enough anxiety for you. And I'm telling you, like, you know, some people are just wired really, really cool. Like they're just always like at this baseline cool level. And like, I don't know if I've ever had that. I don't know. But you see people where they're just always like on a scale of like 1 to 10, they're always like a 4. You're like, hey, what's going? They're like, yeah, I'm good, man. And they're just hanging out and mellow. Even now, like if I order package bees right now and I'm like, okay, cool, they're going to be here in April of 26. Like I'm going to go pick them up and I'm going to be excited. Like I'm not going to walk up and be like, hello, I'm here to pick up my bees. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up, man? Bees, bees, bees. Like I'm going to take videos. I'm going to be like, got my bees, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I'm just not gifted in that really calm, cool way. Anyway, the key takeaway there is pay attention to correspondence from your suppliers. Make sure you're staying in touch, keeping an eye out for additional instructions, whether it be for pickup or for the postal service, and get ready for the big delivery day. So now we're coming up in that, you know, end of April, maybe the 13th through the 27th kind of time frame. It's delivery week. It's getting warmer. You know, you're starting to get uncomfortable in your clothes. You're a little nauseated. You know, it's mostly from the smell of the paint from painting all the hives. But, you know, but this is where you start watching all the install videos, right? So you're reviewing your bee handling technique videos. You're, You know, you've already taken the test for the apprentice course. You're waiting for the journeyman, which you know is coming out in May of 26. And you're like, okay, cool. I've got my foundation there. I'm ready to go. You got your brand new sprayer with some sugar syrup so that you can spray those package of bees down before you put them into the, you know, the full hive vibe that you've got ready to install. And now it's bee day. Get it? Bee day, like the birthday. Okay. So it's bee day. Now the bees are here. Everything is going great. Time to do your install. Whether you're picking them up, whether you're having them delivered, your brand new baby bees are here. So stay calm. Move slowly. Trust your preparations. They are very resilient. I get a lot of this question. Hey, when should I install them? I just got my packages in today. I picked them up at the post office. And or maybe, you know, I went this morning and picked up a nuke and it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. What do I do? Now, for some reason, and again, it's like everything else in beekeeping, you end up with 20 or 30 different opinions. And I think the funny part of the joke is, you know, like ask 10 people and get 15 different answers. But for some reason, I've heard people talk about giving them like 2 to 3 days to settle down in a cool garage or any place that you can keep the temperature 70 to 75. I disagree. I will pull up with the packages in my truck, walk inside, grab the bee suit, my sugar syrup. I mixed that up before I even left, you know. So I walk in, grab the sugar syrup, go back to my truck, walk over to the hive, get them installed, and I'm done, right? I do that right away. So, I mean, let's just imagine a situation where they swarm. It's chaotic. There's a lot of activity. They get up, they leave, they go find a new place, and they get back to work. What are they calming down for in your garage? If they're in your garage, especially if it's a package, they're not foraging. They're still living off of sugar. They don't have any good protein. I don't do that. I will install them that day. Now, let's say you roll up to the house and it's, you know, it's still in the spring, so maybe it's getting dark at 5:30 or 6 p.m. You get there at 4 o'clock. Yeah, maybe you go ahead and bring them inside, put them in the garage overnight, install them the next morning. If I don't install the day of, I usually start anytime after about 10 a.m. You know, that's kind of what I tell people is a good time. What I usually say is that that's a good time. You let the sun come up and warm things up a little bit before the installation. The real reason is I'm just a night owl. I was probably up till 2 a.m. and I don't want to get up early. But either way, install them at your earliest convenience, whatever available opportunity. The one exception to this that I would make is if you are still seeing daytime temps, you know, in like the 40s Fahrenheit. So maybe you're as low as, you know, 0 to 8 or 10 degrees Celsius and anything in that, you know, 40, 50 degrees Fahrenheit kind of range. You know, if you have to install and those are the only temps you're going to have to work with, then you get them installed really quickly. You get everything closed up and you move on. But ideally, when you're doing those package installs midday, you can kind of catch the peak heat of the day. So that might be one thing to consider. And like I've said, you know, nukes come with a little bit of food, so they've got some emergency reserves. But you're going to want to bottle feed those packages, right? Because, well, in bee speak, you know, you're going to have some sugar syrup available. You want to feed them in the hive so that they can get a good night's sleep. They'll start sleeping through the night right away if you give them some sugar syrup in those packages. But post-installation, you know, leave them alone for 5 days. Then do your first inspection, get the feeder refilled, confirm the queen is released, all that good stuff. And as always, you make sure you label the hive, keep track of your queen. If she's not marked, get her marked. But, you know, keep track of the queen notes and hive notes separately. Well, you can put them all together, but just it's important as your apiary grows to track them separately because you may move the queen around, but not as big of a deal for day one. But taking good notes and documenting, always critical. Okay, so now you're into that, you know, late April, early May, those first few weeks with the newborn, had a successful delivery. You're starting to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Get it? Labor, okay. So let's go through some quick spring tips here. So resist that urge to hover. Like, I know you want to make sure that the little ones are safe, but give them space. Let them get used to their new surroundings. You know, you have their whole life to get to know each other. Well, I mean, 35 to 40 days, but give them a little space early on. Make your inspections brief. Those first few inspections, there's not a lot going on. You basically have a brand new package of bees or a brand new nuke. Now, if it's a nuke, they're light years kind of ahead, but particularly with your preemies, you get those packages of bees and, you know, it's comb drawing very aggressively, but you're looking for eggs. Once those eggs get established, you can start to see a nice brood pattern. Always looking for eggs, brood, you're looking for the presence of the queen, or if you can, you know, put your eyes on the queen, that's even better. But be flexible. No two baby beehives are alike, so get to know them individually. You know, you think about, okay, I've got, as an example, I have two packages of bees or two nukes or one of each, whatever it is. You're thinking, well, it's just a beehive. They're all going to be the same. They're all going to be very different. They're going to ramp up at different rates. You may have one colony that peaks out at, you know, 40 or 50,000 bees in the spring if you prevent them from swarming, where a different race of bees right next to it may only have 20 or 25,000. You'll have some colonies that, you know, are like in a single deep, and you've given them expansion space and they're swarming, not because they're out of space, but because they have a propensity to swarm at a smaller size. As a very extreme example, like Africanized bees, you know, they'll swarm at a much smaller size than like Italians or Carniolans or others like that. Russian bees are more prone to swarming as well. They're not as gentle as like your Italians and the Carnies are, but understanding some of those characteristics of the different races will come with time as well. But document, 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 take lots of notes. I've been meaning to do like an unpackaging video. I've got this little, I told you guys about it before, where it's USB-C or lightning port mic that I use. I have one that is actually mixed up in all the stuff I took out of my truck when I sold the truck. But I do have a brand new one that I bought as my backup still in the package. I think I'm going to do like an unpackaging video and just show you guys how I use that. I bought it for like $8 or $10. The regular price is like $16 and I got it 50% off on a, I don't know, some kind of deal they were doing about 4 or 5 months ago. But I'm going to show you how I use that because it's really, really easy. You just hook the mic up, and it doesn't have to be that brand. Get whatever one you like. I don't care. But it just clips right on, and you have the other end of it plugs into your phone. You start a voice memo or whatever recording app you want to use. And then you go up, and you say, okay, I'm inspecting hive number 27. And you say, okay, I got the top box. This looks good. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Okay, I'm in frame number 3, and I see what looks like 1, 2. I've got 2 queen cups on frame number 3. You can go through and do all of that. Then when you're done, you save it. Then throw it up to riverside.fm is the website. Riverside FM, they do a free transcript thing. So you can take that file. It'll make a transcript of it. Drop that over to ChatGPT and be like, hey, ChatGPT, can you organize this transcript into notes by hive? And it'll go through and be like hive 27, boom, boom, boom. And it'll bulletize all your notes. You can copy and paste them somewhere else. Or if you just want to sit down at, you know, the keyboard, play the audio back and manually input everything into your notes. It's a great way to keep track of things. I cannot tell you how just embarrassing it was with us fumbling with paper years ago. We've tried, you know, using apps where, you know, the apps are better. I think the apps are better than paper, but I don't know. I think if I were managing, you know, hundreds of hives, having some kind of way to quickly take the data from that audio and upload it somewhere and have it, and again, there's a lot of intelligence that's not quite here yet, which is why I would do a lot of it on the front end, but being able to do an inspection by audio, have it transcribe that into text, the text goes up to, you know, the back end of this application. It, the first thing it hears is hive 27 and pulls that data in, drops it with the hive 27, and the next time you open up an app, you click on hive 27 on your iPad or whatever, and it's got all of the junk that you were talking about when you're like, oh, wow, what is this right here? Oh, that's a cute little baby bee. Like all the things you said that weren't pertinent to the inspection, it drops that off, but it's looking for keywords. Like having a technology like that is really, really cool, again, for your sideliner commercial kind of folks, but I don't think anybody... I shouldn't say anybody. I don't think most people are keeping that level of detail. Things are so dynamic and they're changing so much. If you're able to keep track of some rough, you know, rough information, particularly as it relates to your queens and your IPM, I feel like you're light years ahead of a lot of other people. But I will get that video done. I'm going to go ahead and do that this week. I don't have actual bees at my house, so I'm not going to do a live inspection with it. So I hope that's going to be okay. But I will do an inspection. I'll walk up and I'll talk through it. I'll save the audio file and I'll go through the whole process that I do with how I would transcribe it. And I'll show you what that looks like. But one thing to remember here is that if you are planning to have your newborn baby bees around April 27th or so, you're going to have to get down to the nitty gritty like tonight. So you know what I'm talking about there. You got to get busy. All right, everybody. I hope you had some fun with this. I had a good time just kind of joking around. I was sitting down last night and I was chatting with some folks in the Discord room, and I was reminded of the impending birth of one of our members' children, and it started me on this whole thing that I did today. So I thought it was kind of fun and silly. I hope you had a good time with it. If you did and you liked it, maybe we'll look at a what to expect your first year as a follow-up. But thanks again to all the Buy Me a Coffee supporters. I truly could not do this without all of you guys. If you found anything valuable here and anything that you see or hear or read coming from the team here, feel free to buy me a coffee. The link is in the description. And if you think that this show draws air into the mouth by creating a partial vacuum, let me know about that too so we can try to make it better. Check out beekeepingfornewbies.com, bestbeekeepinggear.com, youtube.com/@beekeepingfornewbies. All right, everybody, that's all I got for you. Take care, be kind to one another, and remember that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.